What would you call the steel part out on the outside of a wagon wheel?
The hub?
Well, if the hub is the thing inside and then the spokes go out, and then what's the outside?
The rim.
Okay. Would you have a name for an individual piece of the wheel? One of the wooden pieces? This is something I have never heard of, ever.
Other than spokes.
Did you ever hear the word felly?
No.
Or feller? No, okay. How about when a horse is hitched to the wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
No.
That's a single tree. Did you ever hear of that?
No.
Okay, no more have I. What about a man who has a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along and he's unloading it and loading it and picking up more and so forth? You'd say he's doing what to wood?
Gathering.
Or a job for the, a word for the whole process.
Delivering.
Now I'm trying to think of another way to get this one. We don't really need it, so we'll go along.
Okay.
Maybe it'll come up later. If there's a log across the road, you might say, I tied a rope to it and I... Meaning pulling it along the ground.
Okay. Dragged.
Which would you use?
Growing up, I would have used drug. Now I know that that is not the past tense of the word.
Oh, all right. And then you would say, I have.
I think that it isn't.
I have.
Dragged.
Okay, and I will.
Drag.
Okay. What would you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any different types of plows?
Hand plows with two handles.
Mm.
But then there are machines that plow.
Do you know any kinds that might have been pulled by mules?
I've seen them pulled by mules, but I don't know what you call them.
Do you know of an instrument that would be used to break the ground up even finer after you've plowed?
Maybe a hoe, a hand hoe.
Well, this, I think, would be something, again, that's pulled by animals. Though I don't know.
No. Rake?
Did you ever hear of a spring tooth something?
No.
No. Does the word harrow mean anything to you at all?
Harrow?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Never heard it? Okay. How about the thing that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? It's the long bar that goes underneath the wagon, and you have a wheel on each end.
Axle?
Mm-hmm. If you're chopping wood, there might be an X-shaped frame that carpenters would use.
X-shaped.
Mm-hmm. Or there might be an A-shaped frame.
Horse.
Okay, that's the A-frame?
Yes.
But you don't have a name for the X-frame?
No.
Right, you're just like me. Okay, you straighten your hair with a comb and a...
brush.
And when you are using it, you say, I'm going to...
brush.
Mm-hmm. If you are sharpening a straight razor, you might use a leather...
strap.
Mm-hmm. You might say he's not using live ammunition, he's just firing blank
shots.
Or it's also the little thing that you might put into a pen.
Cartridges.
Mm-hmm. How about a plank laid over a trestle for children to play on? Once it's on.
Seesaw.
And you would say if they were playing on it, they are.
Seesawing.
Did you ever hear another name for a seesaw?
No.
Okay. Did you ever see a limber plank fixed at both ends and then children jump up and down in the middle of it?
No.
Okay. Most people have not seen this. You're with the majority.
Good.
There. Suppose it's anchored in the middle and then it spins around. This is a homemade kind of.
I've seen one. I don't know what they call them.
Well, what would you call them, say, in amusement parks? Things that go around and around. The ones in amusement parks are usually fancy and they have horses that go...
merry-go-round.
Okay. Would that mean the same thing to you as the homemade kind?
Mm-hmm.